this is UU Todd Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest, and you're in fact listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind.
What's for breakfast? Well, besides eggs, juice, toast, and milk, tomorrow morning, why not try a new taste treat from the wide selection of Aunt Sophie's natural jams and jellies? Since 1976, Aunt Sophie has been making natural, homemade jams and jellies with tender, loving care. Aunt Sophie uses all natural ingredients, 100% natural flavors, 100% natural refined sugar, 100% natural polysorbate 80 preservative, and 100% natural red dye number 2. And talk about purity. Why, even the government-allowed percentage of insect parts and larvae are uncontaminated with pesticides. Choose your favorite flavor from the Aunt Sophie line, including delicious ragweed jam, tarweed jelly, goldenrod marmalade, and milkweed preserves. And if you're tired of plain old ordinary maple syrup on your pancakes or waffles, try one of Aunt Sophie's syrups in one of 4 mouth-watering flavors, pine, birch, Douglas fir, or redwood. As the late Ewell Gibbons would have said, be sure of natural goodness. Look for Aunt Sophie's smudged thumbprint on the lid of every jar. Look for Aunt Sophie's natural jams and jellies in the paint section of better hardware stores everywhere.
Well, that bit of foolishness there was from the old radio station KFAT down in Gilroy, California. Legendary, legendary radio station out here in California. It's the only radio station that I ever was at where they'd let you take over and be a DJ when you were playing through town. The only station I ever saw that had child daycare. Naked kids running around the halls and up on the roof, which is where they did the daycare. It's an extraordinary station. It was a commercial station, but sometimes they didn't have the commercials. So, which means one of the reasons probably why they went out of business, so they didn't have the commercials. They sat around and made them up. And that was one of them that you just heard. Well, this is me, Utah Phillips, and I'm here with Steve Baker, who's doing the engineering here. That was the Borisdorf's music that surrounded that whole bit of fluff. And then KFAT, as California as tofu and rice. We are here in Nevada City, North Central California, I suppose you'd call it. This is going to be a program of music, of songs, of unknown music from California, generally. California runs from the temperate rainforest all the way to the Sonoran Desert. There are at least 6 Californias that are identifiable, 6 regions of this sprawling state that should have been states by themselves. None of those 6 want to hear about any of the others either. This state is practically ungovernable. A man would have to be an idiot to try to govern this state. Well, I think we managed that pretty well so far. There was a fellow by the name of Lummis many years ago. He walked, before the turn of the century, he walked across the United States from the east to the west all the way here to California. And he's responsible, well, it's indescribable, for a great variety of things, but he's one of the people that ought to be studied more in California, is Lummis. One of the things he did was when he got to Southern California, he found that there was an indigenous music. It wasn't Chicano, and it wasn't Spanish, but it was old California music from the colonial times. And friends of mine, Dave Swarens and Vicky, got a grant to dig that old music out, because you see, Lummis had recorded some of it on Edison cylinders, and those cylinders still existed, so they got a grant to transcribe that music. But even more than that, they helped to form an orchestra called Los Californios to perform that music again. So here is old California music performed by Los Californios, Heel and Toe.
California heel and toe. Okay, all right.
Okay, this is the Spanish heel and toe. Program.
All right, that's beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Higher heels and
higher
toes.
Heels and pointy toes. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Let's go.
So, all right.
We're gonna hear that old bass there, and then we're gonna take off on those.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Don't you wish you were there? See, Dave Sorens, they haven't made a recording, so they sent me one of their rehearsal sessions, which is what all of the talking was about. Wasn't that great? Wonderful. I hope you were dancing around the kitchen. And you'd stop doing whatever you're doing and grabbed whoever was closest at hand, even if it was a cat or a dog, and were dancing around the kitchen to that. Those Californios. I hope that eventually they do make a recording that that will bring that music back to life for all of us. Well, as I've said in the past, and I stand by it, the California Gold Rush was an ecological catastrophe and an act of genocidal madness. Here in my own county, Nevada County, between 1849 and 1859, the native population was reduced by 80%. And believe me, they just didn't pack up and leave. So I really don't have a whole lot of use for it. As my wife Joanna always said, we were better off with the minerals in the ground, and that includes lead. Nonetheless, there was an enormous body of song and story that was created during the California Gold Rush when the first great immigration happened. People from all over the world came here on the hope of getting rich. One of the great songs from Puck's Golden Songster, a songbook published at the time, is called The Days of 49. Now, you're going to hear the whole Days of 49. It's 6 minutes and 30 seconds, but, you know, records, the length of a song, your singer-songwriters create songs on the assumption that as long as a record will play is how long a song should be, 2 minutes to, say, 3.5 or 4 minutes. But that only started, you know, at the beginning of the recorded era, at the beginning of this century. Before that, songs like, there were some old Irish ballads that went 2 nights, for crying out loud. So I think you ought to have the patience to sit and listen to a 6-minute and 37-second song. It's going to be sung by an old friend, Larry Hanks, who's one of the great undiscovered treasures. Now that he's back down in California, he deserves to be singing and deserves to be heard a whole lot more. He knows more songs than you would think humanly possible, sings them in a beautiful, deep, rich, deep voice. He's also an extraordinary guitarist. Larry Hanks, The Days of 49.
From the bummer shore in the good old golden days. They call me a bummer and a gin sot too. What care I for praise? I ramble around from town to town like some old roving sign. The people all say, there goes Tom Moore from the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. My comrades, they all love me well, a jolly saucy crew. A few hard cases, I admit, they were brave and true. Whate'er the pinch, they never would flinch, they never would fret or whine. Like good old bricks, they stood the kicks in the days of 49. In the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of. Jake, a butcher's boy, he was always a-gettin' tight. And every time that he'd get full, he'd be looking for a fight. And Jake rampaged against a knife in the hands of old Bob Sine. And over Jake we held awake in the days of 49. the days of old, in the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. Rag Shag Bill from Buffalo, I never will forget. He'd roar all day and roar all night, and I guess he's roaring yet. One night he fell in a prospect hole, the sides too high to climb, and in that hole roared out his soul in the days of 49. In the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold. Whether he lost, to him that was all the same. He'd ante up and take his cards, he'd go you a hat full blind. In the game with death, Bill lost his breath in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold. Jess, a hard old cuss, he never did repent. He was never known to miss a drink or ever spend a cent. But old lame Jess, like all the rest, to death he did resign. And in his bloom went up the flume in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. Comrades that I have, there's none that's left to boast. And I'm left alone in my misery now, like some poor wandering ghost. And as I roam from town to town, they call me the Ramblin' Sign. There goes Tom Moore from the Bummer Shore in the days of 49. In the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49.
Well, there you are. The great Larry Hanks, now living back down in Berkeley. Days of 49 from the Gold Rush. I don't know what book it was I read. Got so many of them around. I do keep in their place, though. I think it might have been Plowman's Folly, but if I'm wrong, somebody write me and tell me. It was a description of California before there was any white people that came here, before that immigration, and how different California looked. You know, and I drive down from here to San Francisco or down toward Fresno, I see those hills in midsummer have all turned brown, the golden rolling hills of California, Kate Wolf sings. That book that I read described how that was the oat grass. Now, the oat grass, a very combative plant, evidently, was brought in with the feed bales to feed the Spaniards' horses, or brought in on their shod hooves. then kind of took over, so that when you see those golden rolling hills, it didn't look like that at all when our people first got here. So I guess you could look at that song that Kate sings, George Schroeder's song, well, look at it a little different way, as a kind of immigrant song. Kate Wolf, The Red-Tailed Hawk.
Songs across the sky. There's music in the waters flowing by. And you can hear a song each time the wind sighs. And the golden rolling hills of California. The golden been so long, love, since you said goodbye. My cabin's been as lonesome as a cry. There's comfort in the clouds drifting by. The golden rolling hills of California. The golden rolling hills of California. Yes, a neighbor came today to lend a hand. He saw it fix the road as best I can. There's just some things that need a man's hand. And the golden rolling hills of California. Golden rolling hills of California. The red-tailed hawk writes songs across the sky. There's music in the waters flowing by. You can hear a song each time the wind sighs. Golden rolling hills of California. In the golden rolling hills of California.
Well, I guess you get the idea. Kate Wolf and the Red-Tailed Hawk. There are folks that are listening around the country. You know that song is really well known here in California, as is Kate. Kate passed away from leukemia and of course, can't get out and share her music with people the way she used to. So I offer you that as a gift from the people of California. Now, we're here in Nevada City. Now, I couldn't talk about music of California without talking about the New Age, which is a substantial portion of our local environment. Nevada City's the old gold mining town, locked up here in the foothills of the Sierra. We call them foothills because it's spelled that way. Nevada City Well, the old buildings are still here. They haven't changed. The place is kind of like a theme park without the rides, as Dakota Sid Clifford puts it. Loosely bordered on one side by assorted orphans of the muse, such as myself, and on the other side by lawyers and therapists covering each other's retreat. Dusted over the top of the sprinkling of NARPs. NARPs, New Age Rural Professionals, the whole place lightning struck by the peripatetic ruminations of the Tibetan ruling class in exile. Yes, we have a lot of Buddhists here. Yeah, meanwhile, the fella down there has been in this town, I don't know how long he's been here, is down in the, right this minute in the bar of the National Hotel, trailing his beard in a puddle of beer on the bar and muttering under his breath, no matter how new age you get, old age gonna kick your ass. Well now, right from here, from the chakra of the beast, listen to Holly Tannen's Suburban Shaman.
Oh, once I was a husband, but now I am a man. It was in the year of 95 that my new life began. I went out to find myself amid the mushrooms and the trees, along with 40 other Joseph Campbell wannabes. With me rent and to an Eddie fall the dido. Oh, I went into the closet to see what I could find. My Dacron and my polyester I did leave behind. I took down my goatskin drum with the Navajo designs, and I borrowed Martha's silver fox to gird around my loins. With me rant and to run Eddie for the dido. Oh, I drove up to the camp on a Friday afternoon. I heard what sounded like coyotes howling at the moon. I took out my diner's club card to pay them what was due. They said, you are a cave bear, you're in teepee number two. With me rent and to Renetti for the dido. Oh, they took away my matches, my flashlight and my watch. All they left me was the silver fox to cover up my crotch. So I staggered through the bushes, hoping I could find my clan. But instead I stumbled on another naked howling man. With me rent and to Renetti for the dido. Oh, I asked, was he a cave bear, and could he help me, please? He said he was a stag, and we were mortal enemies. Then he gored me with his antlers, I slashed him with my claws. I grabbed him by the neck, and held him in my mighty jaws. With me rant and to Renetti fall the dido. Then I dropped him on the ground, and I gave a mighty roar. For I heard a lusty chorus chanting hymns in praise of Thor. There were half a dozen cave bears hunkered down upon a rock, and two chickens wrapped in plastic from the Safeway down the block. With me rent and to Renetti fall the dido. Oh, the patriarch of cave bears was 6'3" or 6'4", covered head to foot in weird tattoos he'd gotten in the war. But he couldn't start the fire with his awesome furry paw, so he growled and said, to hell with it, we'll have to eat him raw. With me rent and to Renetti fall the dido. Oh, we planned a rite of passage so we could be born anew, but we found we all were circumcised, so what else could we do? So we set up a peyote rite, and brother, it was deep. I could tell you more about it if I hadn't gone to sleep. With me rent and to Renetti fall the dido. And it's now the weekend's over, and I'm on the freeway home, and along with my bold comrades no longer can I roam. No more wading in the river or leaping from the rocks, and there's mud and blood and chicken grease on Martha Silver Fox. With me rent and to Renetti fall the dido. Oh, once I was a husband, but a cave bear I am now, and neither Martha nor the kids can make me break my vow. I'll no longer take the trash out, I'll do just what I please. I'll hibernate and eat and growl and scratch my skin for fleas. With me rant and to Renetti fall the dido. With me rant and to Renetti fall the dido.
Thank you. And you're listening to Looper's Glory with Utah Phillips, coming to you direct today from the Newage Treatment Plant here in Nevada City, California, with support from the Haitian World Fund of the Tides Foundation and the National Hobo Association, P.O. Box 706, Nisswa, Minnesota, www.hobo.org on the web. You can write Utah Phillips at Box 1235, Nevada City, California, the zip code 95959, or you can call toll-free for a newsletter catalog, 800-989-3825, marketing support from Duck's Breath. We'll be back with the second half of today's show in just a moment.
Hall down in Fresno once again doing our intermission music. As Californians are noted around the country for doing damn peculiar things, I suppose it is, it would seem peculiar to sit up 100 feet in a tree on a platform for the better part of 2 years. Nonetheless, that's exactly what Julia Butterfly did up in Northern California, 100 feet up a huge tree that she called Luna. She was up there not as a stunt, though, but as a witness to the destruction of our native forests, but also a witness to the need for wilderness around us and wilderness within us. A reporter from KVMR here went up there with a tape recorder, got hoisted up 100 feet into Luna, and interviewed Julia Butterfly while she was camped there. We're going to listen to a part of that interview, and then I'm going to follow with a wonderful song, one of my favorite songs, called Return to the Land, sung by Faith Petrick, who is now up into her 80s and going like a powerhouse. Here's Julia Butterfly.
There has been times where I've wanted to come down because I'm human, and I've got, okay, I'm going to die, or, okay, I can't take anymore. One person can only take so much. I've been broken on every level up here, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. Every level I've been shattered into a million pieces. And I'm so thankful for that, because what happened in return was I lost all of my attachments, and the Creator got to build me into a new vessel to do work, to be used to carry a message, to embody, or do everything in my power anyway, to embody the good and the beauty in life. And I had to be broken first, you know. If I had stayed attached to me, then all of my own preconceived ideas of who I am and what I'm supposed to be and what the world is supposed to be would have clouded my ability to listen to the universe and learn what it has to tell us. And so I was broken, and on every occasion that I've broken, I sit here and I cry, and I don't want to do it anymore, you know, I can't do it, I hurt, my feet hurt, my head hurts, my heart hurts, everything hurts, I can't do this anymore. And then when I'm done whining, I pray, oh, Universal Spirit, please help me know if I'm supposed to come down now because it's time, or is it just my human attachments wanting me to come down? And every time, the answer is, you're still meant to be there, Julia. Your work is not done. And until this area is protected, or until one day in that prayer I have an answer that says, okay, Julia, now you've done it, you can come down, I won't come down. And mainstream media, when I told them the answer, you know, they ask what could bring you down, I tell them either Luna being protected or feeling I've done all I can, they say, well, you sound like a politician leaving yourself an out. And I said, well, you know, I've been here for over a year now. I don't think I'm looking for an out, you know. I'm looking to be the most effective person I can be. And I'm looking to allow the Creator to, I'm looking to allow the Creator to guide me, not myself, and not you, the media, and not you, the government, and not you, corporate America, but the Creator of all life, the source of love, and that's what guided me up here, and that's what will guide me down.
There comes a time when I look out to find why the hungry are hungry again. When did I last think to ask how to help ease the pain? When hope left, I know I felt hopeless like a spark in the rain. Castles will crumble and make me feel humble, like I am the one who's to blame. But nothing is won when the crying is done, till your friends take you up by the hand. Return to the earth, to feel your own birth come again. When your bridges are burned, try to return to the land. South of the border, the coffee beans order, the coca is turned to cocaine. Tons of bananas and miles of the sweet sugar cane are grown for the pleasure of some, by others who strain. Long do they stand and stare at the land that they work for another one's gain. But nothing is won when the crying is done, till your friends take you up by the hand. Returned to the earth, feel your own birth come again. When your bridges are burned, you will try to return to the land. There are the others, forgot by sisters and brothers, alone at the end of the day, searching in vain for the job that would bring them their pay. They try to forget all the strangers they met on the way. There in the dark, a voice from the heart calls them home to a land far away. But nothing is won when the crying is done, till your friends take you up by the hand. Returned to the earth, you feel your own birth come again. When your bridges are burned, you will try to return to the land. Yes, when you are through, it always forgives you, the land.
The land. Well, it was 1913. Up north of where I live in Marysville, a hop rancher, Mr. Durst, had sent out a call for 2,800 hop pickers. Well, they showed up in droves. There were so many unemployed crawling over the surface of the land. 2,800 camped on a hill up there in Marysville. Mr. Durst had put out a call for twice as many hop pickers as he needed. And so that would bring the price of their labor down, bring the wages down. He was offering 90 cents a hundredweight. The going rate in California was a dollar. There wasn't any water in those fields. There was no toilet facilities at all. The only way they'd get a drink was one of his relatives hauled a cart through there, sold lemonade for a nickel a nickel of glass. People slept on piles of straw that Durst rented to them for 75 cents a week, and that's when 75 cents was a whole lot. There are about 100 Wobblies, industrial workers of the world, in that group. Among those people, one of them, Cesar Chavez's grandfather. And two of those Wobblies, Ford and Schur, organized a rally to unionize, to demand better conditions. One of them held up a starving child and said, "This is not what we're here for." Well, the sheriff showed up with the policeman and the district attorney and rancher Durst, and a shot was fired over the heads of the crowd, and there was panic, and there was a what they call the Wheatlands riot. At the end of it, the sheriff was dead, and the district attorney was dead, and two of those workers were dead. The Burns Detective Agency was hired by the growers, or had their growers' associations, combed California. Anybody suspected of being a Wobbly was beaten, was tortured, was thrown into jail. Ford and Schur were accused of second-degree murder, and they were put on trial, and they were sentenced to life imprisonment. But that was the beginning of the effort to organize farm workers in the state of California. Here's a song from those times of Haywire Brack, Bruce Brackney singing, "We Have Fed You All for 1,000 Years.
We have fed you all for 1,000 years, and you hail us still unfed. There's never a dollar of all your wealth but marks the workers dead. We have given our best for to give you rest while you lie on your crimson wool. If blood be the price of all your wealth, good God, we have paid in full. There's never a mine blows skyward now. We're buried alive for you. There's never a wreck drift shoreward now, but we are its ghastly crew. And you can reckon our dead by the forges red, for the factories where we spin. And if blood be the price of all your wealth, good God, we have paid it in. We have fed you all for 1,000 years. That was our doom, you know. From the days when you chained us in your fields to the strike a week ago. You have taken our lives and our jobs and our pride and called it your legal share. But if blood be the price of your lawful wealth, good God, we have bought it fair.
Haywire Bruce Brackney, fellow worker Brackney up there in Victoria, British Columbia now. A fellow I'm working really hard to get recorded. That's a wonderful voice, and is a fine guitar player too. The land. Well, it was back there in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, eastern Colorado. People were sharecroppers. It meant that the land was owned by somebody else. You know, somebody lived far away, maybe one town over, maybe all the way to New Orleans. You farmed on shares. You didn't own the land, and you paid your shares to the landlord. Well, of course, the prairie grass was all plowed up. The prairie grass had strong enough roots to hold that topsoil where it belonged. Of course, you had to plant cash-intensive crops like cotton. Well, that wasn't strong enough to hold that topsoil down. So year after year of the soil being broken up finer and finer, when the wind came up, when the huge winds came up in the late 1920s, that topsoil blew away and blackened the sky. And you couldn't grow anything, and you couldn't feed your kids. And you didn't own the house you lived in. The landlord would say, you're not paying your shares. You've got to move out. We're going to agribusiness now. Say, we've been here for a couple of generations. Didn't matter. Send in the Caterpillar tractors. Push those cabins over to force the people to leave. 200,000-300,000 of them headed west to California, to the old Peach Bowl, as Woody Guthrie called it, out of the Dust Bowl. Now, what did they find here in the harvest camps? They found the people in the towns armed as vigilante groups to keep them out. They found the harvest camps, except the ones run by the government, being run like concentration camps. Guards, you weren't able to leave at night. Paid in script that was redeemable at the company store. Picking peaches for 2.5 cents a bucket. Huh? 2.5 cents a bucket. You couldn't feed anybody on that. Well, that was the second great wave of migrants that came through. Many, many efforts to try to organize them all during the 40s and the 30s and the 40s. Let's hear a song from that time. This one right from the horse's mouth. Woody Guthrie came out of the Dust Bowl, sang on a little radio station in Southern California, and did those harvest camps. This is the original version of this. It was eventually recorded some years later by Alan Lomax, Woody Guthrie singing his Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand is holding. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold. In your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you've seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Well, there it is, Woody Guthrie. And Alan Lomax, who finally got all of those songs recorded out of Woody, and they're there at the Library of Congress. Got that one off of Joe Hickerson, who I was playing last week, the archivist over there. Well, of course, after the Braceros, the end of the Second World War, that migrant stream began to be more and more Hispanic, speak more and more Spanish. And they're the ones, of course, that organized the United Farm Workers Organizing Committee. And finally, got a union in the fields here in California, the United Farm Workers, and made it stick and continue to make it stick. I'm going to give you a song from those folks. First, a poem translated from the Spanish, Martin Espada. And then you're going to listen to Los Compadres, that privilege of sharing a stage with lately down at the Sacramento Rail Museum. They're going to sing a song called El Picket Sign, Frederico's Ghost. The story is that whole families of fruit pickers still crept between the furrows of the field at dusk, when, for reasons of whiskey or whatever, the crop duster plane sprayed anyway, floating a pesticide drizzle over the pickers, who thrashed like dark birds in a glistening net. Except for Frederico, a skinny boy who stood apart in his own green row, and knowing the pilot would not understand Spanish, that he was the son of a whore, instead jerked his arm and thrust an obscene finger. The pilot understood. He circled the plane and sprayed again, watching a fine gauze of poison drift over the brown bodies that cowered and scurried on the ground, and aiming for Frederico, leaving the skin beneath his shirt wet and blistered, but still pumping his finger at the sky. After Frederico died, rumors at the camp told of tomatoes picked and smashed at night. Growers muttered of vandal children.
Desde Texas a California, campesinos están luchando. Desde Texas a California, campesinos están luchando. Los rancheros a llore y llore, de la huelga ya están bien pambos. El picket sign, el picket sign, lo lleva por todo el día. El picket sign, el picket sign, conmigo toda la vida. Me dicen que soy muy necio, gritón y alborota pueblos. Me dicen que soy muy necio, gritón y alborota pueblos. Pero Juárez fue mi tío y Zapata fue mi suegro. El picket sign, el picket sign, lo llevo por todo el día. Y el picket sign, el picket sign, conmigo toda la vida.
Échale, compadre.
La raza en todos los files, y ahora ando organizando la raza en todos los files. Pero muchos siguen comiendo tortillas con puros chiles. El picket sign, el picket sign, lo llevo por todo el día. Y el picket sign, el picket sign, conmigo toda la vida. Que no comprenden, aunque uno les da consejos. Hay muchos que no comprenden, aunque uno les da consejos. La huelga es un bien para todos, pero unos se hacen pero muy tontos. El picket sign, el picket sign, lo llevo por todo el día. Y el picket sign, conmigo toda la vida. Y el picket sign, el picket sign, lo llevo por todo el día. Y el picket sign, conmigo toda la vida.
La Unión Campesina por la justicia sigue luchando. Su bandera roja con águila azteca en el viento volando, el espíritu de César Chávez siempre en el corazón vamos guardando. Que viva la causa, que viva la huelga y que viva César Chávez.
Well, there we have roamed through some California music. a lot of it about the land, a lot of it about immigrants. It is a state of immigrants, a country of immigrants. Remember when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, was invited to come and give a speech to the Daughters of the American Revolution? He started the speech with, "We are all immigrants here." He never got invited back, but we are, in fact, all immigrants here. Well, here's a song now that could be sung in Lao, it could be sung in Spanish, in Bulgarian, in Hungarian, it could be sung in Cambodian. As it is, we're going to finish up with Al Jolson, "Open Up That Golden Gate."
You are talking of heaven when you talk of the West as a sample of heaven. California's best. I'm getting tired of the ice and snow. My weary brain is crying, westward ho. Train pulls out at 11 for a rose-covered nest. Oh, Golden Gate, I'm coming to ya, Golden Gate. Sing hallelujah, I live in the sun, loving the moon where every month is June. A little sun-kissed blonde, it's coming my way just beyond. The Lincoln Highway, going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate. Mountains and mountains, rivers and fountains, rocks that are aged and worn. Acre after acre of the richest soil, 100 million billion trillion barrels of oil. Mountain and prairie, cattle and dairy, under a heaven of blue. And right at the tail, the end of the trail, there are thousands of boats sailing through that Golden Gate. I'm coming to ya, Golden Gate. Sing hallelujah, I live in the sun, loving the moon where every month is June. A little sun-kissed blonde, ah, it's coming my way just beyond. The Lincoln Highway, going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate.
Well, yes, you've been listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mine. This is UU Todd Phillips here in Nevada City, California. Thanks for listening.
Not this record! Not this record!